Hello, everyone. Welcome to another segment of Post Cursive Podcast. I'm Jose, and I'm here with Jonathan. And today we're going to talk about our third installment of apps that we like or apps that we're using a lot right now and where we feel are important to share with others. So, Jonathan, what app do you have for us today?
Well, I changed my mind at the last minute, and I'm going to bring up Dropbox. Because I think Dropbox is such an amazing app, and anyone that's not familiar with Dropbox, you know, it's potentially a life-changing app, at least in terms of technology workflows and, you know, using technology and keeping track of files and information wherever you are at any time, and just adding ease of use to using mobile devices and desktops and using the cloud all in one beautiful little package called Dropbox. And just maybe to kind of give a quick overview, Dropbox is just a folder that sits on your desktop if you install it on your computer, or it's an app that is a folder on your mobile device if you're using a mobile device or a tablet, and you just drag and drop files into it. And then they show up everywhere that Dropbox is installed, sort of like Google Drive, except you don't have to log in with a user and username and password every time. And the files will be downloaded and synced automatically and instantly. So for instance, if I have a music file and I drop it into Dropbox on my computer, I could go to another computer that I own and that music file will be right there. Or if I go to my car and I've got my phone, I can just launch the Dropbox app and that music file will be in there waiting for me and I can play it. The only caveat, I guess, is that from a mobile device, you probably have to stream it unless you have it download the, you know, the content. On the desktop, all your files will, they'll show up in the Dropbox folder, but on a mobile device they're all there, but they're showing their reference in the cloud.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can star them and it'll download them, or you could use an app like Good Reader to download your entire Dropbox or just specific folders and synchronize them so that you can have offline access to your Dropbox content. I know you use Dropbox a lot too.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you like about it?
Well, I just like the ease of it. I mean, and by this point, a lot of people are using Dropbox, or at least in my circle, so it's really easy to share documents. I mean, not just within the school, but in the school itself. I have Dropbox installed on all my school, on all the school iPads, and I just created a Dropbox account just for the computer lab, and when students are doing work, everything's going straight there. And so because all of the students' work is going straight to the Dropbox, it really stops any wasting time of them having to email me or send me that. It's to me their work, it's all there, so I can find it later. Or if a student deletes it accidentally from the iPad, so we can go to the Dropbox, and if the document's been synced already, it'll be there as well. So it's just another place for students to be able to put their work and for me to be able to keep track of documents or things being created within the computer lab.
So when a kid creates something in the computer lab and they put their file or their product into Dropbox, using mobile devices and desktops, is that how it's going?
Or we're using mostly mobile devices.
So they're putting into Dropbox app, and then it shows up instantly on your computer, and you can check it and do things like that.
I mean, I can even check it. I could wait, and then once I get home, decide, okay, let me see what students created today, and go through.
Right.
And pick kind of like best work.
Sure. And one of the fantastic things from a teacher point of view, or anyone really, once you launch Dropbox, there's a button that says recent, and you can see the most recent content that's uploaded. So, you know, if you've got a bunch of kids, you can see all the work that's just been uploaded today, and, you know, you can move it or delete it or do whatever you do with it.
I mean, it's organized by month too as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can see, like, if you're looking for, you were working on some project in October and you're not going to remember where that might be, but you can look at the folder, go to the October where October month starts, and start looking through those files there.
And it has an excellent search as well. Even, you know, if you don't have access to your computer or your devices, if you log in on their website with your username and password, you can search and check your recent folders as well, or recent files. Mm-hmm. Is it difficult to get the kids to buy into Dropbox or to see how, you know, how to use it? Was that difficult?
Well, the way I have it set up, it actually does it automatically. Anything that's going into the phones folder automatically gets sent to the Dropbox folder.
So you have camera uploads enabled?
Yeah.
Is that becoming a problem with space? Because I'm sure kids are probably taking photographs. Do you get a lot of garbage?
Yeah, yes and no, since the students aren't really And my older kids are going to Dropbox and pressing it and then making sure everything gets uploaded. The younger kids aren't. So the Dropbox folder usually have 18, which means there's 18 images that need to get uploaded into the Dropbox folder. So usually I tend to delete a lot of stuff from the photos folder before it even gets to the point where it starts sinking into the Dropbox. And but there are, yeah, there are some images that I gotta go later on and delete. But because I kind of know what I'm expecting, it's really easy for me to go through the folder and see garbage, garbage, garbage. Oh, this is the final assignment, garbage, garbage, garbage.
So let me ask you this then. If a student takes a screenshot or edits an image or whatever, do they go straight to Dropbox using the camera upload? Does it happen instantaneously or does it happen after a period of time? Do you know if that's instant upload?
Go ahead. Yeah. And it's not an instant upload. You do have to open up the Dropbox app and then go to the photos button, and then it tells you how many are uploading into the folder, and then it's almost instant. And especially the images get uploaded really fast, but you do have to open up the Dropbox app to get them synced up over there.
Right. And like as a classroom teacher, I think that, and I don't know if you've had too many headaches with it yet, but there's a limit to the Dropbox folder for a free account, and it's probably, what is it, 2 gigabytes, 3 gigabytes?
Yeah.
Approximately. So with all these photos, does it upload videos as well or just photos? Oh, okay. So then, yeah, if videos and photos are being uploaded from all the iPads, it could become problematic eventually.
Yeah. And, but the nice thing about Dropbox is that if you start connecting with other people and start inviting them to Dropbox, you can increase the amount of data that you can host.
Right. Like they give you free storage for referrals.
Exactly.
Like 500 megabytes, I think, per referral.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a free account or a paid account?
I have a free one.
Oh, you do? How much space do you have?
On my personal one, I have about 6 gigabytes. Okay. And on the one I use in school, I have about 4.
Very cool.
And so I did a few things where I used different emails to increase my referrals.
Very good. And as well with Dropbox, it has a history built in. So this is one of the nice features, is if you delete your stuff, this might go a little, I suppose we're going from the teacher's perspective to just a regular user, maybe someone who you're helping set up a computer and helping with Dropbox. If they delete their files by mistake and they can't find them, if you log into your Dropbox account, it gives you 30 days of history and you can restore deleted files, which is very useful.
I actually had no idea that you could do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty, really cool feature. You know, these important files, if they go missing, if they were in your Dropbox, you can go in and you can click a button that says show deleted files and they'll be grayed out, but they're there and you can click and restore them or just move them back. So that's come in handy for me a few times, but I'm sure...
Yeah, I mean, that's super handy. I didn't even know that. And one more feature too, I think we should definitely talk about, that I learned from you, was the ability to host websites from Dropbox. Because for me, that's really what made Dropbox a must-have. And I don't know if you want to kind of elaborate about how you started hosting our school website from there.
Sure. So with Dropbox, it's cloud-based storage. So anything that's in Dropbox, you can right-click on it and get a URL or a link to that file. And essentially, that's how websites work, or how the whole internet works, is there are links to different files. So if you drop a PDF into Dropbox, you can right-click on it, copy the folder, and then tweet it out, turn it into a QR code. Kids can access it, anyone can access it, and it should open up like an actual PDF online. But for websites, both of us use a software called From Hype, and we build websites and publish to Dropbox from Hype. And then essentially these websites are hosted for free within our Dropbox account without doing anything else.
Yeah.
So our entire school's technology website and my classroom website and everything I pretty much publish to the web all lives in my Dropbox account, you know, and that's free web server space essentially, which is pretty insanely cool.
No, I mean, and especially as we're moving more towards everybody having kind of their own website, I know that you have the... You subscribe to Dropbox, right?
Yeah, I pay $100 a year for 1,000 gigabytes of storage, a terabyte.
Yeah, I mean, and I know that I'm probably going to be going that route eventually as well, but I think that any other site that you use, like I've used Google Sites for my websites, and it's just the amount of space, you run out of it really quick. And so having something like Dropbox, and then if you're subscribing to it, just increases the amount of content and just the potential of your website.
Right. And it's a kind of a hack to do a website, but it works seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Very good. Well, we are after running out of time today, Jose.
No problem.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.